们在这一连串的属灵生活系列的交通中
During the time that we shared about our Christian living series
今天早晨呢要和弟兄姊妹来讲智慧的生活
This morning I'd like to share with you about the life of wisdom
我请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的圣经
Let's turn to some passages together
我先看罗马书
Let's turn to Romans
罗马书第十六章
Chapter 16,
第二十七节
Verse 27,
也是最后一节
And that's the last verse of the book.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。Amen.
To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章第三十节
Verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神神又使他成为我们的智慧公义圣洁救赎
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus who has become for us wisdom from God that is our righteousness holiness and redemption
第二章第六节到第八节
Chapter 2, verses 6 through 8.
然而在完全的人中我们也讲智慧但不是这世上的智慧也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的他们若知道就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了
We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing No, we speak of God's secret wisdom a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time beganNone of the rulers of this age understood it, but if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
第三章第十八节到二十节
Chapter 3, verse 18 through 20.
人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。因这世界的智慧在神看是愚拙如经上记着说主叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计又说主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的
Do not deceive yourselves If any one of you thinks he is wise by standards of this age he should become a fool so that he may become wise For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sightAs it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise are futile.
我们再请看雅各书新约雅各书第一章
The book of James, chapter 1.
第一章第五节
Verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神。主就必赐给他
If any of you lacks wisdom he should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault and it will be given to him
第三章第十七节
Chapter 3 verse 17
唯独从上头来的智慧先是清洁后是和平温良柔顺满有怜悯多结善果没有偏见没有假冒
But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure then peace loving considerate submissive full of mercy and good fruit impartial and sincere
我们回头再看以弗所书
The book of Ephesians
以弗所书第五章
Chapter 5
第十五节到二十一节
Verses 15 through 21.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶， 不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what is the will of the Lord. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
最后我们请看一处旧约创世纪第二章。
Lastly, let's turn to Genesis in the Old Testament.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
The Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
我们作为基督徒，我们都知道在我们的生活中是需要有智慧。
As a Christian, we all know that we do need wisdom in our lives.
许多的时候，因为我们的行事，我们的为人不够智慧。
Oftentimes we lack wisdom in our deeds and our behaviors.
那么结果呢，在我们的生命中呢，造成亏损或者是损失。
And as a consequence, we suffer loss in our lives.
有的时候这个不智慧的生活
And sometimes a life of unwise
甚至会造成很大的悲剧
And will cause a great catastrophe
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters
我们基督徒的生活
That the life of a Christian
应该是一个充满智慧的生活
Should be a life that is filled with wisdom
当然从圣经里面我们知道所有的智慧都是从神来的
And from the Bible we know that all wisdom comes from God
我们知道我们的神被称作是独一全智的神
That we know that our God is being called the only wise God
我们知道神的行事充满智慧
We know that in his deeds, in his actions is full of wisdom
他的计划也是充满智慧
And his plans are filled with wisdom
他对他神百姓的带领也是充满智慧
And his leading towards the children is filled with wisdom
并且他的智慧是深不可测
And his wisdom is beyond our comprehension.
保罗在罗马书里面曾经告诉我们深哉神的智慧
And in Romans, Paul tells us how deep is the wisdom of God.
我们感谢神
And we thank the Lord.
他不仅是智慧的神
Not only that he is a wise God.
他也愿意把他的智慧赐给人
And he's so willing to impart his wisdom to us.
弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers and sisters.
就是今天我们作为一个人
Even today, we as a man,
我们这个天然的智慧都是神所给的。
Even our natural wisdom came from God.
在创世纪第二章那里告诉我们。
In Genesis chapter 2, it tells us,
这个天然智慧的来源。
That the source of this natural wisdom.
到底这个天然智慧从哪里来的？
Where did our natural wisdom come from?
原来当初神造人的时候。
And in the beginning when God created man.
神用地上的尘土造人。
God had created man out of the dust of the earth.
然后神就吹一口气在他的鼻孔里面。
And then he breathed a breath into the nostrils of him.
圣经说因此他就成了一个有灵的活人。
And the Bible then says that the man became a living being.
那个原文的意思它就成了一个活的魂 living soul
it's a living soul
那么我们晓得这个魂呢人的魂呢就是人的这个个格人的代表
and we know that the soul is our very character and represents ourselves
它里面有智慧
and in it there is wisdom
因为它有思想
and it has thoughts
它有情感
and has emotions
它有意志
and has will
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore,
人的智慧是当初神造人的时候吹这口气进到人的里面那么所产生的
And this natural wisdom of ours came from God breathing into us
但是这个智慧呢 是一个属土的智慧。
Yet this wisdom is of dust.
啊，我们知道这个保罗呢，就称这样的智慧叫做世上的智慧。
And therefore Paul says that this kind of wisdom is wisdom of this age.
并且呢，是一个将亡之人的智慧。
And is the wisdom of the perish.
这个将亡的意思啊。
And the word perish.
他就说呢，到死为止你就没有了这个智慧。
And it is a wisdom that ends as your life on earth ends.
那么神为什么当初把这样的智慧赐给人呢？
But why did God impart such wisdom to us?
弟兄姊妹们，神为着要人在地上能够应付生活上所有一切的需要。
It is for us to deal with all our everyday lives.
这个智慧呢，是为了应付我们在属地生活上的需要。
And this wisdom is given to us for our lives.
所以你看见今天人因为有了这个智慧。
And so you see that as we have such wisdom.
那我们跟动物何等的有何等大的区别。
That separates us from the animals.
啊，我们知道怎样安排我们人的生活。
We know how to arrange our lives.
我们也知道呢怎样来运用神所创造的万有。
We know how to use all the resources that God has.
我们也能从神所创造的万有里面，那么我们吸取很多的丰富。
And we can extract all the abundance out of the creation of God.
那么这个智慧呢，也为很多人创造了所谓属地的成就。
And this wisdom has brought so much earthly accomplishment to man.
我们都晓得神给我们这个智慧，也是一个相当大的一个智慧。
And we know that such wisdom is huge. That was given by God.
但是作为基督徒啊。
But as Christians.
我们要晓得这个智慧只不过是神暂时给我们的。
We know that these wisdoms are just temporal.
啊，有一天主要把它废弃掉。
One day the Lord shall done away with it.
所以在哥林多前书一章就讲到神要废弃智慧人的智慧。
Therefore in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians the Lord shall done away with the wisdom of the wise.
那个智慧就是指的人属地的智慧说。
And that wisdom speak of the earthly wisdom we have.
并且呢，当人堕落之后。
And then after the fall of man.
这个罪的性质进到人的里面去的时候。
When sin enter into man.Mankind,
这个智慧呢，就更是没有办法达到完全。
And this wisdom then become imperfect.
所以刚才我们读雅各书里面就讲到了。
So as we read in Book of James,
神叫世上有智慧的人中了自己的诡计。
That God has caused all the wise to fall into their own traps.
你看看今天我们在生活中间所听见的许多事，还或甚至我们自己的经历。
And if you hear so many stories that's going on in this world, even according to our own experiences,
很多时候我们自以为有智慧。
A lot of times we think we ourselves are wise.
结果我们就中了自己的诡计了。
And often times we fall into our own craftiness.
并且这个智慧呢，是一个虚妄的智慧。
And these wisdom are false.
因为当初神把这个智慧给人，只不过是为叫人能够应付我们在地上的生活的需要而已。
Because the purpose of this wisdom is given to us is just for us to deal with our everyday life.
那弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters，
我们知道这个智慧呢有程度上面的一个不同。
We know that such wisdom has a difference in degree.
啊，有的人生出来就好像聪明一点啊。
And some are born much wiser than the other.
那有的人生出来呢就笨一点。
And some are less wise.
啊，所以有很多人常常会埋怨，为什么神生我这么笨呢？
And so sometimes people will complain, how come I'm born not so intelligent?
为什么让他那么聪明呢？
How come he is so intelligent?
这个好像不公平。
It seems like God is unjust.
弟兄姊妹，你做了基督徒啊。
And then brothers and sisters, as a Christian, and you need to understand,
无论地上是聪明是笨也好，
whether you are intelligent or not,
这都是暂时的。
All these are temporal.
神给你的智慧，只要你能应付你的生活，你就应该满足。
And you should be satisfied with the intelligence that you are given, just so that you can deal with your life.
但是我们今天人呢，中了仇敌的诡计。
But today we have fallen to the trap, the craftiness of the enemy.
我们运用我们地上的智慧，我们要得这个很高的成就。
That we want to utilize our wisdom to gain great accomplishment and to gain great fortune.
结果把我们很多的时间珍贵的生命都消耗在这些事物上。
A lot of times we wasted our precious time on these things.
是的，在属地的智慧上面是有程度上面的不一样。
Yes, there's a degree of differences in the earthly intelligence.
所以有很多时候神并不要一定要增加我们属地的智慧。
So oftentimes God does not seek to increase our earthly intelligence.
弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒应该有不同的属灵的眼光。
And brother and sister, we should have a completely different perspective.
所以，我们要知道， 神把这一个智慧给我们，只不过是为了应付我们在地上生活的需要而已。
So we need to know that such earthly wisdom is given to us for us to deal with our everyday lives.
并且这个智慧最大的缺点是什么呢？
You know what is the biggest pitfall for this wisdom?
它不能明白神的事情。
That it cannot allow us to understand the things of God.
不能明白属灵的事情。
It cannot allow us to help us to understand things of God.
这个地上的人呢？
That a people of this world,
不管他有多聪明,
no matter how intelligent that he is,
他在世界的学问上面, 世界的事物上面, 也许他表现得非常的聪明,
perhaps he's very wise and intelligent in the matters of this world,
但是一碰到神的事情的话呢,
but when he comes to the matter of God,
他就完全无所知,
he is completely, he knows nothing.
我很多年以前在东岸啊,
and many years ago on the East Coast,
碰见一个很在物理学上很有成就的一个学者。
I met a scholar in physics.
有一天我在他的家里面。
And one day I visited him in his home.
他请我吃饭。
He invited me for dinner.
那么他就饭后他就问我。
And after the meal, he asked me a question.
他说你说有神是什么意思？
He says, what do you mean when you say there is God?
为什么我不能懂？
Why is it I can't understand it?
他在物理学上相当的聪明。
That he is a very wise, physics,
相当有成就。
Physicist and has great accomplishment.
但是呢，对于神的事情是茫然无知的。
But concerning things of God, he knows nothing.
他一个老妈妈在旁边。
And so his elderly mom was right by his side.
当然，他妈妈的学问没有他好了。
Of course, she was not a great scholar as he was.
但是他是个基督徒。
But she was Christian.
所以他就说，孙弟兄讲的我懂。
And so she said, what brother son talked about, I understand it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore,
不管你在地上多聪明，
no matter how intelligent you are，
不管你多少的智慧，
no matter how wise you are，
这个属地的智慧是不能明白属灵的事情的。
You cannot use the earthly wisdom to understand the things of God。
所以这个智慧是神暂时给我们。
Therefore, these earthly wisdom are temporal。
因为神有另外一个荣耀的心意。
Because God has a glorious purpose。
神乃是要把另外一个智慧给我们。
That He wants to give us a different wisdom。
这个智慧是在主耶稣基督里面给我们的。
And this wisdom is imparted in Christ Jesus.
这个智慧是存到永远。
That this is a wisdom that shall last to eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
哥林多前书第一章三十节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
使徒保罗讲了一句奇妙的话。
And Paul has said something very marvelous.
他说神使基督成为我们的智慧。
He said that God has made Christ Jesus be our wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们。当你蒙恩得救的那天开始，
brothers and sisters, the day that you were saved,
你里面开始有了另外一个智慧。
And in you there was given a different wisdom.
这个智慧是什么呢？
You know what wisdom that is?
这个智慧就是神的儿子自己。
That is the very Son of God.
神把基督当作智慧赐给我们了。
God has given to us His Son as our wisdom.
那么这个是每一个基督徒都有的。
And that is given to all Christians.
并且这个智慧呢？
And then what's more?
没有程度上面的区别。
There's no a degree of difference in this wisdom.
只有在运用上面有区别。
Only when you only in functioning.
所以当你蒙恩得救的时候，
So when you were saved,
你里面所得着的跟保罗里面得着的是一样的。
What you were given was the same thing that was given to Paul.
神没有偏待任何人。
God was fair and just to all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，只不过呢，保罗呢比我们更多会运用这个智慧。
And the only difference is Paul knows how to use that wisdom.
而我们呢，很少运用这个智慧。
And we seldom use this wisdom.
我们即使蒙恩得救了，
even though we were saved,
我们还是用我们天然的智慧。
And we still exercise our own earthly intelligence.
所以难怪我们对神的事情的认识没有保罗认识的这么丰富。
No wonder we don't know about that much things about God as Paul.
所以请我们记得，
so please remember,
在属地的智慧上面，
that concerning earthly wisdom,
它有程度上面的差别。
There's a difference in degree.
我们不需要去注重这种的差别。
But we do not need to pay attention to that.
那么在属灵的智慧上面，
But in the spiritual wisdom,
是没有程度的差别。
There was no difference.
只有运用上面的差别。
But how you exercise it.
那么今天看你会不会运用神给你的智慧。
It all depends on if you know how to exercise it.
保罗讲这个智慧呢，
And Paul says,
从前是隐藏的，
That this wisdom was hidden to us.
是神奥秘的智慧。
It was a mystery that was hidden from us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个智慧是我们能明白神奥秘的事。
And this wisdom causes and helps us to understand the mystery of God.
让我们读圣经能够明白。
So that we can understand the Bible as we read it.
啊，你在没有得救之前呢？
You know, before you were saved.
人劝你读圣经。
And someone encouraged you to read the Bible.
你读来读去你也不知道这是讲什么。
And you had no idea what you read.
等到你蒙恩得救了。
But once you were saved.
弟兄姊妹，你就慢慢开始能够明白神的话语。
And gradually began to understand the words of God.
在你没有信主之前
，And before you were saved,
你听人家讲道，你也不知道讲的是什么。
You had no idea what the sermon was about.
但是当你蒙恩得救之后呢
？But after you were saved,
你就听到，你就能够明白。
And then you began to understand.
弟兄姊妹们，这个智慧被称作是神奥秘的智慧。
And this wisdom is called the mystery, a mysterious wisdom of God.
这个奥秘的智慧是要使我们能够得着荣耀。
That this wisdom shall bring us into glory.
这是神在万事以前所预定要赐给我们的智慧。
This was predestined to be given to us before the foundation of the world.
这个智慧是完全的以神的事为念。
And that is a wisdom that is centered, having God as a center.
以神荣耀的事为念。
And having the purpose of glorious purpose of God as a center.
你们记得在哥林多前书里面二章里面保罗也这样讲。
You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul says,
就属灵人能够参透万事。
Only the spiritual man knows about spiritual things.
这就告诉我们在基督里面所有这个智慧。
And so that tells us the wisdom we have in Christ.
比我们这个天然的智慧是更聪明的。
And surpass the wisdom of a natural man.
更能够明白一切事情。
And it really just knows everything.
他不仅明白神的事情。
Not only knows about the things of God.
他可以参透万事。
But it also knows about all things.
但是神很大的恩典。
That is a great grace of God.
神把这样的智慧赐给我们。
That he has given to us this grace and this wisdom.
那么雅各也告诉我们了。
And James also tells us.
雅各称这个智慧叫做从上头来的智慧。
He said that this is a wisdom that comes from above.
他这个上头来的智慧呢它有一些的表现
and this particular wisdom has certain characteristics and certain traits
它说首先是清洁
and first of all it's pure
这个智慧表现出来的是清洁
and the wisdom what the wisdom is, exemplify is pureness
我们实在感觉啊、
purity.
今天啊人堕落之后啊
You know, we feel that after the fall of man,
尤其今天我们所生活的时代
especially in the age that we're living in
跟挪亚的时代是差不多了
And it's pretty much similar to Noah's age.
人整天所思想的都是恶
And what we think about all day is but evil.
我们的智慧属地的智慧都运用在许多邪恶的事情上去
We have exercised our earthly wisdom on many evil things.
这个智慧是个污秽
And therefore that wisdom is defiled.
弟兄姊妹只有从主来的从上头来的这个智慧
Only when the wisdom that comes from God
这个智慧是清洁的
It is pure
啊，它表现出来的也是和平温良
And what it exemplifies is gentleness and peace
柔顺
and submissive
满有怜悯
And it's full of mercy
多结善美的果子
And bear much fruit
没有偏见
And without favoritism
也没有假冒
And without pretense.
所以这是神今天所要给我们的一个智慧。
And that is the very wisdom that God desires to give us. 基督徒
应该活在这样的智慧里面。
And we should live in that kind of wisdom.
那弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
今天神所赐给我们这个智慧。
And the wisdom that God has given to us.
它的功用要比这个天然的智慧的功用要大得多了。
It has far greater function than our earthly wisdom.
那么这个智慧叫我们能领悟神的事情
and this wisdom will help us to understand the comprehend things of God
叫我们能明白一切属灵的事情
and to comprehend all spiritual matters
我们真是感觉很稀奇啊
you know we really marvel
我们蒙恩得救之后啊
that from the time we were saved
弟兄姊妹们慢慢的我们就开始对神的事情有了一个相当的了解
and we began to understand the things of God
有的人甚至呢能够了解得非常的深入
and some can even understand to at such a depth
弟兄姊妹这个绝不是天然的智慧所能给我们的
you know that does not come from an earthly wisdom
所以你必须运用这个智慧你才能够领悟属灵的事情
so you must exercise a spiritual wisdom to understand spiritual matters
因为今天很多基督徒啊蒙恩得救之后啊
you know after so many are saved
他并不知道神已经把基督赐给我们做智慧
they do not know that God has given to us Jesus as our wisdom
所以呢我们读起圣经的时候还是用天然的智慧
so oftentimes we read the Bible with our earthly wisdom
所以你越读啊问题越多
so the more you read it the more question you have
越读越不能明白
the more you readthe more you cannot comprehend it and you lose the desire for it
因为什么呢 你用错了智慧。
Because you have exercised the wrong wisdom.
你没有运用神所给你的智慧。
You did not exercise the wisdom that was given by God.
弟兄姊妹，当你能运用神所给你的智慧的时候呢
？But brothers and sisters, as you exercise God's wisdom,
你再去读神的话语的时候，完全不一样。
And it would be so different as you read the word of God again.
那么这里面就有许许多多的这些属灵的事情呢，你就能领悟了。
And you begin to understand so many spiritual things within His word.
这实在是真的。
And that is very true.
啊，我记得好多年前。我们中间来了一个弟兄。
I remember many years ago there was a brother among us.
他是一个神学院的副院长。
He is assistant principal in the seminary.
那散会之后他就跑来问我。
So after one meeting he came to ask me a question.
他说弟兄你这些东西从哪里学的
？He says brother where did you learn all these things?
你是从哪个学校学来的
？Which seminary did you go to?
我说没有，我在家里学的。
I said that I learned it at school.
弟兄姊妹们，神给我们有一个智慧，是可以明白圣经的。
You know, God has given to us a wisdom that we can understand His word.
所以你当你活在这个智慧里面的时候
，So as you live in that wisdom,
所有的属灵的事情对你来讲都是开启。
And all the spiritual things are open to you.
我们的难处就是今天我们并不知道基督是我们的智慧。
But our difficulty oftentimes is that we do not know Christ is our wisdom.
所以我们对属灵事情的看法，对教会事物的看法，对属灵生活上面很多看法，还是用我们原来的这个智慧。
So oftentimes we have so many different precepts according to towards spiritual things using our earthly wisdom.
所以我们常常讲。
And oftentimes,
一个基督徒啊,
we would say,
生命是新的,
that a Christian having a new life,
头脑是旧的,
that his mind is old.
我们用旧头脑要过这个新生活是完全不可能的。
It is impossible to live a new life with your old mind.
神说我给你一个新的生命。
So the Lord says, I give you a new life.
我也给你一个新的智慧。
And I give you a new wisdom.
你要运用这个新的智慧来过新的生活。
Therefore, you need to exercise the new wisdom to live a new life.
圣经实在给我们有清楚的教导。
And the Bible has taught us very clearly.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天神已经把这个智慧赐给所有蒙恩的圣徒。
And today the Lord has given to all His saved ones such wisdom.
在教会历史上。
That in the history of the church.
当然大多数神的儿女像哥林多前书所讲保罗讲你们中间得救的人有智慧的不多。
And most are without much wisdom.
啊，那个是指的属地的智慧了。
And that Paul was speaking about the earthly wisdom.
但是我们知道，在教会历史中也有很多绝顶聪明的人被主得住。
But we also know that there were so many very wise and intelligent men that was obtained by the Lord throughout the history of the church.
这些绝顶聪明的人呐、啊。
And that these very wise men.
当他们蒙恩得救之后。
And after they were saved.
他们更是非常小心的。不要运用他们天然的智慧。
And they were extra cautious not to exercise their earthly wisdom.
他们愿意活在神给的智慧里面。
Rather, they want to live in the wisdom that's given by God.
在属灵的事情上面就有很丰富的收成。
And then they reaped much in spiritual matters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们提过像达尔比弟兄。
And we heard about Brother Darby.
那是一个绝顶聪明的人。
He was a very intelligent man.
他一个人。懂得13种的语言。
He knows about 13 different languages.
他一个人把圣经就翻成英文，翻成德文，翻成法文。
And he has translated the Bible single-handedly into German, and French.
那么我们的弟兄知道如何弃绝地上的智慧。
Yet our brother knows how to forsake the earthly wisdom.
活在神所给的智慧里面。
But to live only in God's wisdom.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们要晓得只有基督是我们的智慧。我们才能够明白属灵的事情。
Only when we recognize that God is our wisdom, Christ is our wisdom, then we can begin to understand spiritual things.
我希望在座有很多年轻人呢，你很聪明，希望你不要用你天然的智慧来挑战。
That many young people are so intelligent, but I hope that you do not challenge.
我可以告诉你，天然的智慧在神看来是愚拙的。
That because the earthly wisdom to God is but foolish.
那么神所给我们这个智慧不仅叫我们能领会神的事情
that the wisdom that comes from God not only allow us to understand the things of God
这个智慧呢叫我们能有一个好的选择
that this wisdom will help us to choose wisely
叫我们能选择上好的福分
that we would choose what is the best
我们看见使徒保罗就是这样。
You know that Paul was like that.
当神开启了他之后
When God had opened his eyes.
现在他明白基督的宝贵。
Now he understands the preciousness of Jesus.
所以在他的生命中他就有了另外一个选择。
And therefore in his life he had a different choice.
他就看万事如同什么粪土。
And he regarded all things as dross.
他说我要得着基督。
In order to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
这个智慧能叫我们有一个上
That wisdom will allow us to choose the best.
是一个能丢弃万事如同粪土的一个智慧。
It is a wisdom that allows us to see, count all things as lost.
我们基督徒有的时候很大的难处是什么呢？
You know what is one of the greatest difficulties?
在我们的生活中啊，粪土一大堆啊。
That in our life there's so many dross.
我们就是没有这个智慧能丢掉它。
That we have no wisdom to count them as lost.
很多时候呢。明明心里面晓得是粪土，但手还抓得很紧的。
And oftentimes, even though they know that they're very base, but then we grab hold onto it.
很多时候我们就做了不智慧的事情。
And oftentimes, we will make unwise decisions.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
那个真正活在基督智慧里面的人
，A one who truly lives by the God's
godly wisdom. 他知道如何选择神上好的福分。
He knows how to choose the best that God has prepared.
他也知道如何安排他生活中的顺序。
And he knows how to prioritize his life.
我们在美国很多人常常讲我们这个 priority, 啊，很喜欢讲生活中的这个顺序。
Oftentimes we hear the term priority.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
The brothers and sisters,
你是活在基督的智慧里吗？
Are you living in the godly wisdom?
如果你活在基督的智慧里
If you live within the godly wisdom,
你生活的安排定规不一样
Then your priorities in life would definitely be different.
我们的难处呢
You know what's our difficulty?
有很多是我们这个属地的智慧啊人就是很强
It's that our earthly wisdom is so great.
因为我们这个智慧是受过训练
And because that part of the wisdom has been trained.
我们这个智慧是有生活的经验
And has an experience attached to it.
所以我们用起来很方便
So it's very easy for us to exercise it.
所以因此我们的生活还是按照我们自己的肉体的欲望我们运用属地的智慧做了安排
And therefore a lot of times when we prioritize our life we exercise our earthly wisdom according to our own desires.
这个安排
Yet such planning
常常给我们带来极大的亏损
would bring such a loss to us.
你只有活在基督式智慧里面
But only when you live in Christ as your wisdom,
你能把你的生活的次序能够安排得对的
then you will be able to prioritize your life.
这个智慧呢
and this wisdom,
能叫我们在凡事上都把主摆在第一位
and we have God as the center in all things
这是上头来的智慧
because that is the wisdom that came from above
这是神给我们的智慧
that it is the wisdom that's given by God
这才是上好的选择
and that would be the best choice
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
我们实在需要主给我们恩典
we know that we need the grace of the Lord
有好多基督徒啊常常遇见重大的难处的时候
And oftentimes many Christians when they encounter great difficulties
常常里面会有懊悔
They will have regrets
为什么呢因为我们的选择不对
Why? Because we have chosen wrongly
所以弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters
神给我们的智慧
The wisdom that God has given to us
叫我们能够有准确的选择
That help us to make the best choice and the right choice
你去读有许多基督徒的传记啊
If you read about many autobiographies of Christians
特别是爱主的弟兄姊妹的传记
Especially those who loves the Lord
哎呀有时候读的时候你心里害怕
And oftentimes you will be with fear
有的人他的父亲给他留下大笔的遗产
To some their father had given them great inheritance
那都不是很小的数字啊
And it's not a small amount
但是当他被主复兴的时候
But when that person was being revived by God
他会把这一大笔的钱呢整个奉献掉了
He would offer up all that wealth he had
哎呀我们用天然的智慧一看哎呀太傻了吧
And as we look at this with our earthly wisdom we think that is so stupid
你总为自己要留一点吧
Don't you want to save some for yourself? But he saved nothing for himself
一切都为着主
All has offered up to the Lord
在我们来看就像当初门徒看那个玛利亚打破玉瓶一样何等的枉费、啊、
And just like the disciples seeing Mary breaking the jar of alabaster jar
但是你知道吗
But you know
这个是在基督里面的高度智慧的表现
You know that is the greatest example the manifestation of wisdom from God
如同我们的主来到地上一样
And just like our Lord coming to the earth
他把一切都摆上
He has given all
但是那个结果是什么呢
And what is the fruit of it?
是神荣耀的旨意得
彰显。
It is the manifestation of the glorious purpose of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
你如果活在基督式智慧里面
If you live in Christ as your wisdom,
你就不会稀奇。
Then you will not be marveled.
啊，你就知道这个智慧让我们领会神的荣耀的事情是远超过地上所有一切事情能比的。
And you will begin to know that such wisdom will help you to understand the glorious things of God surpassing anything on this earth.
这个智慧
that this particular wisdom
也能使我们能分辨什么东西是永存的。
And help us to understand what is eternal.
属地的智慧是不能分辨什么是永远的。
Because the earthly wisdom cannot help us to distinguish what is eternal.
只有神的智慧，只有基督式智慧，叫我们能分辨什么是永远。
Only the wisdom that came from God, only God as our wisdom can help us to distinguish it.
今天你在地上，你眼睛所看见。
You know that as you're living in this world, what you see,
你所能领会的。
What you can understand.
一切事物都是短暂的。
All are temporal.
一切都是空虚的。
All are vain.
并且这些事情都会过去。
And all shall pass away.
多数我们也知道，对不对？
Oftentimes we know that.
在知识上我们也知道。
We know that in our head.
但是你没有真正的智慧来做分辨。
But you do not have a true wisdom to distinguish it.
因为看看你的生活就晓得了。
Because you would know if you look at your life.
如果这些短暂空虚的事情还会影响你。
If all these temporal things can still affect you to such a degree,
那就证明你还没活在这个智慧里面。
That tells you, that proves that you are not living in this wisdom of God.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神把这个智慧给我们。
God has given to us this wisdom.
叫我们能分辨什么是暂时的，什么是永远。
That we can separate and distinguish what is eternal.
并且呢，他连一些所有虚假的和真实的都能辨明。
And it can all distinguish what is false, what is true.
在基督徒的生活里啊。
And that in the life of Christian,
有时候一些事情的发生呢、啊。
You know, sometimes when things happen,
我们也不知道它是真的或者是假的。
We don't know whether it's true or not.
弟兄姊妹，你若是没有神给你的智慧，
but without the godly wisdom,
那很难分辨。
It is very hard to distinguish it.
啊，我们基督徒啊，有的时候啊，这看起来很聪明。
And sometimes Christian looks very wise.
但有的时候呢，看起来呢。又好像很愚笨啊。
And, but sometimes we do look foolish in a way.
有时候简单到一个地步啊，没有分辨力。
Sometimes we're so naive to a point that we have no discretion.
只有基督给我们的智慧。
But only when the God, when God gives
us wisdom. 叫我们里面能有一个分辨力。
That we can have a discretion.
叫我们知道什么是虚假的，什么是真实。
To distinguish what is true from what is false.
使我们在生活中啊，真正的没有困惑。
That in our lives we will be without confusion.
啊。世人常常讲一句话说智者不惑对吧
And oftentimes the people of this world says if you're truly wise you will not be confused、
啊、你要活在基督式智慧里面你才没有困惑
And it can only be done if you live in this godly wisdom
今天我们在这个地上呢生活实在是很混乱
And we live in such a chaotic world today
真真假假假假真真
You know the truth and the false all mixed up together
连在属灵的事情上都是这样
Even in the spiritual matters or so
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
很简单你只要活在以基督为智慧的这个情况里面
And simply put if you can live in Christ as your wisdom
你就能分辨
Then you can have discretion
那么神给我们这个智慧
And the very wisdom that God has given to us
他还知道如何来建立
it knows how to build up
它能够建立那些有价值的东西
it can build up and establish what is worthwhile
它能使我们追求在主里面属灵生命能长进
it can build us up in the spiritual matters
使我们的性格呢能走向成熟
that it can cause us to reach maturity
很多时候它不仅建立自己它也能建立别人
oftentimes not only we build ourselves up but also we edify others
我们很多时候活在我们天然的智慧里啊
but when we live in our natural
我们常常做了愚昧的事情
oftentimes we do things so foolish
我们不仅毁坏自己我们也毁坏别人
we destroy ourselves and we destroy others
只有这个智慧能使我们真正的得到建立
but only this godly wisdom can build us up
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and therefore dear brothers and sisters
今天我们需要明白神已经把这个智慧给了我们
and today we need to know that God has given to us this wisdom
那么使徒保罗呢在这个以弗所书里面
and Apostle Paul in his book to the Ephesians
当他论到教会的生活的时候
when he were discussing about things of the church
那么其中有一段话很重要
and there was one passage that is very important
刚才我们读的是第五章的十五节到二十一节
and it is chapter 5 verses 15 to 20 which we just read
这段话告诉我们基督徒我们应该 有一个智慧的生活。
And here it tells us that we must have a life of wisdom.
那么这段话语
And this particular passage
对于我们基督徒今天属灵生活来讲是重要的提醒。
It is a very crucial reminder to us as Christian in our spiritual lives.
如果你把这段话读一读的话呢
If you read this particular passage,
你会发现里面有很多的重点。
You will understand that there are so many important things.
实在是非常的宝贵。
And it's very precious.
他就告诉我们说如果你是你有智慧的话呢
And he tells us that if you think you're wise,
他说第一件事情你会谨慎行事。
And first of all, you will be careful and cautious in everything, how you live.
我想一个有智慧的人呢做事情总是比较谨慎
And I think that applies to all who are wise They are cautious and careful in what they do
他说不要像愚昧人
Do not be like the foolish ones
我们晓得这里所讲的智慧不是指的天然的智慧
And we know that this does not talk about our natural wisdom
那是指的基督是我们的智慧说的
But it speaks of Christ as our wisdom
刚才我们讲到你如果有智慧这个智慧的功能能帮助你怎样来建立
And we talked about if you have a godly wisdom it can build you up
主耶稣曾经在马太福音第七章里面讲到
In Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7 the Lord
他说当你要建造房屋的时候
that before you begin to build a building
你先要看一看这个房屋是沙土呢还是磐石
You have to look at whether a foundation is a sand or rock
你要弄清楚
You need to know it
今天呢如果搞不清楚你把那个房屋建造在沙土上
If you built your house on the sand
那就不管上面你建造的多辉煌
And no matter how grand you have built
有一天它就倒塌的
One day it shall collapse
我前不久看见一个新闻就是这样的
And a while ago I saw the news
有的人真的是把他的房子建造在沙土上
And some truly built their house on the sand
结果呢下了大雨了
So the rain poured
刮了大风
And the wind came
海潮这么一冲啊
And the waves of the ocean came.
整个房子都跑到海里去了。
And the entire house was lost in the sea.
看吧，你开头没有把这个地搞清楚，对不对
？And because you did not examine your foundation.
那么漂亮的房子，那么贵重的房子，盖到这沙土上。
And such expensive mansion and beautiful grand building.
结果到最后什么都没有。
It was lost because it was built on the sand.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在属灵的事情也是这样。
You know that is so with spiritual matters.
到底今天你所建造的是在沙土上呢还是在磐石上呢
Are you building on sand or on the rock today?
所以我们看见有很多人他们也有很大的恩赐能建造很大的事工
So we see that many of us are so gifted to build a great ministry
到最后呢经不起一点点的考验全部都瓦解
Yet it was crumbled It cannot withstand any kind of test
那么你一生所有的劳苦归于无效对不对
And all your effort is in vain
所以一个真正活在主的智慧里面的人
But the one who is truly living in the wisdom of God
他会谨慎行事
He will be careful as how to live
他必须要把每件事情弄清楚
He need to be careful and understand each thing
不是说大家这样做我就这样做
Not to follow the crowd
也不是人都这么建议我们就一定要这样的接受
And not to accept justBecause everybody recommended it.
你要运用主给你的智慧，在主面前做一个分辨。
You must have discretion according to the wisdom given by God. To choose wisely.
免得像保罗所讲的一样。
And so that you will not be like what Paul said.
你空跑。
That you have run in vain.
你徒劳。
That you have fought in vain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
如果我们的一生过来了。
If you lived your whole life.
到最后我们看见我们一生的劳苦。归无有
And at the end of your life, you see all your efforts were in vain.
我们是不是做了愚昧人呢
Aren't we foolish then?
所以弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers and sisters,
我们有主的智慧
that we having the wisdom of God,
我们就会谨慎行事
we were careful as to how we live.
这个呢，另外一面也告诉我们
And on the other hand, what it tells us,
今天我们在地上的生活
is that our lives today,
到处都是仇敌的网络和陷阱
It is so full of the traps of the enemies.
你一个不小心就很可能就落到仇敌的网络里面
And if you're not careful, you'll fall into his traps.
撒旦真是布下天罗地网啊 要捕捉神的百姓。
That Satan is so crafty that he set up all traps for the children of God.
有很多的时候就是因为我们不够谨慎。
And a lot of times it's because we're not careful.
结果呢，我们就落到那个陷阱里面去了。
So we fell into his traps.
结果我们就被仇敌网住了。
And then we were captured.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，And dear brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗告诉我们
，Therefore Paul tells us,
一个真正的智慧人。
A truly wise man.
不要像愚昧人。
He will not live like a foolish.
要谨慎行事。
But to live carefully.
啊，这个意思并不是说让你拘拘谨谨的。
It's not that you need to be
就是很小心啊，非常。Very careful.
Okay, just losing your freedom in anything you do.
我们看见有属地的智慧是这样的。
But and that's the earthly wisdom that we see.
他为的要不得罪任何的人。
And because we do not want to hurt anybody else.
变过了这种生活啊，夹得紧紧的生活。
So we become bound in every aspect.
属天的智慧不会让你这样。
But godly wisdom is not like that.
不仅要谨慎行事。
Not only we need to careful and to know how we live.And secondly,
爱惜光阴
and to take every opportunity.
我们晓得神创造时间
You know that God had created time.
时间对我们基督徒来讲也是非常的重要
And time to us is very precious.
因为神把我们放在时间的里面
Because God has placed us in the frame of time.
神把很多的机会给我们
And God is giving us so many opportunities.
所以我们在地上的这个年日
So the lives that we have on earth.
乃是为着积存神的丰富
It is.To accumulate the richness of God.
所以对基督徒来讲
And therefore to Christians,
时间是个机会
Time is but opportunities.
我们感谢神
We thank the Lord.
是为爱我们的缘故
And because he loves us.
他给我们真是不知道多少的机会
So he gives us so many different opportunities.
但是很可惜啊
But unfortunately,
因为我们缺少运用这个智慧
Because we're lacking in exercising godly wisdom.
所以很多的机会都被我们漏掉了
So many times we have lost all these opportunities.
弟兄姊妹对于基督徒来讲
You know to Christians,
时间也是生命
Time is life.
啊，这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
It is very precious.
我们在时间中，我们经历主。
In time, we experience the Lord.
让我们在主的生命中间，那么得着丰富。
That we can gain His richness.
使我们生命逐渐的成长。
And so our life can grow.
这是重要的事情。
That is something very important.
那么，时间也是我们一生的历史。
And time is also our history.
弟兄姊妹们。神如何记录你的历史呢
How does God record your history?
那是你运用基督的智慧所生活的那些日子神都记下来了
It is the day that in which you exercise the godly wisdom and God records it
如果你是活在你天然的智慧里面
If you live within your own natural wisdom
你可以说你的日子都是白过的
And you can pretty much say you have lived in vain
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们要求主怜悯我们
We need to ask God to have mercy on us
让我们知道如何度地上的年日
That we would know how to count and live our days.
感谢主啊
We thank the Lord.
这句话还有更大的一个恩典
And there's a greater grace to this.
就是神可以让你失去的年日可以赎回来
And God can help you redeem the days you've lost.
啊，这一句话的希腊原文就是有这个 redeem 的意思在里面，可以赎回的
You can redeem your time.
我们知道这是神给我们莫大的恩典
You know that is a great grace of God.
所以对任何一个基督徒来讲
So to any Christian,
你从来永远不会有太晚的事情
It's never too late.
Never too late.
Never too late.
你不要说，哎呀，我已经老到这样子，大概是没希望了。
And don't say that I'm so old, I'm without hope.
请你记得。
Please remember.
神可以赎回你所过去所有的。
God can redeem your time.
也许在短短的几年的里面，你能把过去几十年所失去的，统统把它赎回过来。
And perhaps you can redeem all these decades you've lost in a short few years.
但是你要知道如何活在基督的智慧里。
Provided that you know how to live in the wisdom of God.
你要用你天然的智慧去赎回是不可能的事。
And because it is impossible to do so with your natural wisdom.
所以保罗告诉我们。
Therefore, Apostle Paul says.
Yes,
that this is the great grace of God.
那第三个点呢
Thirdly,
他告诉我们呢要明白神的旨意
and to understand the will of the Lord.
我们晓得在整个宇宙里面神只有一个旨意
You know that throughout the universe there's only one will of the Lord.
虽然在我们的生活中有零零碎碎神的带领
even though there's so many different kinds of leadings in our lives.
但这些零零碎碎的带领都是为着那个荣耀的旨意
But all these different kinds of leading points to one purpose.
所以很多基督徒常常问说我怎么知道这是主的意思呢
So oftentimes Christian will ask, how do I know the will of God?
弟兄姊妹你如果能明白 白神那个原初的旨意，
if you know the initial will of God,
你今天生活上的这些带领就很容易明白，
then you'll be able to understand the leadings in your life.
神这个原初的旨意啊，
and the initial will of God,
也是终结的旨意，
it is its end purpose.
因为对于神来他从来没有改变，
because God's never changed.
今天作为基督徒，
that today as Christians,
我们必须靠着基督的智慧，
that by the wisdom of God,
来明白神那个完全的旨意，
to understand the perfect will of God.
你明白了这个旨意，
if you understand this will,
你就会知道你在地上为什么遭遇这些，
then you understand your experiences.
你也知道主在环境中给你的带领，
and you understand the leading of the Lord in your lives.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
保罗特别告诉我们，
Paul tells us especially,
在这件事情上面不要做糊涂人，
that do not be a foolish one on such a matter.
很多事情糊里糊涂不要紧，
it's okay that you can be foolish in some matters.
我也常常被人家骂，你糊里糊涂的，
and some would say I am foolish.
啊，那个是地上的事情，
but that's concerning the worldly things.
地上事情知道不知道没有关系。
It's okay that we don't know about earthly things.
啊，我们要明白神的旨意。
But we need to know.
在神的旨意上面不糊涂。
That we need to be wise in the will of God.
所以这是我们在生活里面我们需要在主面前有的一个追求。
And that is the pursuit that we must have before the Lord.
第四个点。
Fourthly,
要被圣灵充满。
To be filled by the Spirit.
如果你真正是智慧人，
if you're truly wise,
那么你就是一个被圣灵充满的人。
Then you're one who's filled by the Spirit.
我们晓得今天的一个人要被神的灵充满不是很难的事情。
You know that nowadays it's not difficult to be filled by the Spirit of God.
因为这是神乐意赐给我们的。
Because he desires to do so.
他就怕你不求。
It is, he fears that you do not ask.
为什么很多时候我们得不着呢？
Why is it that we do not attain it?
因为我们的心不够单纯。
Because our heart is not simple.
弟兄姊妹，你如果一个简单单纯的心在主跟前，很容易被神的灵充满。
And it is so easy to be filled by the Spirit of God if you have a simple heart before the Lord.
那么，如果你是活在主的智慧里，
and if you live within the godly wisdom,
你知道在今天地上的生活，
then you know that lives today,
你要过着一个高油满溢的生活，
in order to live an anointed life,
这器皿里面要充满神的高油，
that this vessel must be filled with the anointing of the Lord. 那保罗在这里
啊，特别用一个对比的说法，
Paul had used a contrast to explain this. 他说不要
醉酒，
Do not be drunken with wine.
啊，酒能使人放荡，
Because wine can cause debauchery.
这告诉我们说啊，那个愚昧的快乐你要尽量的避免。
So you need to let go of these foolish pleasures.
啊，世人愚昧，所以呢拼命喝酒。
And because the people in this world are foolish, so they are drunken with wine.
弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们基督徒不是要醉酒，
that we should not be drunken with wine,
我们要被圣灵所充满，
but to be filled by the Spirit.
什么叫被圣灵充满？
What is to be filled by the Spirit of God?
整个人的生活从心思意念到全人的举动都被圣灵来管制。
It is to be controlled completely from your mind to your deeds by the Spirit of God.
很多时候我们生活中我们走出去一点，哎，你看那个东西是你自己的意思所决定。
Sometimes we do something and we know that it is according to our own decisions.
就证明你器皿里面没有满嘛，对不对？
And that proves that you are not filled.
如果你整个人从头到脚完全被圣灵所充满，
if you're completely immersed and filled by the Spirit of God,
没有一个地方不被高油所涂抹，
and you're immersed in the anointing.
你手所做的事是神所喜悦的。
Everything you do is pleasing to God.
你脚所走的路也是神所喜悦。
And the way, the path you're on is pleasing to the God.
所以，一个真正活在基督智慧里面的人，
therefore one who is truly living within the wisdom of God,
他要过一个什么圣灵满意的生活。
He will live a life that is filled with the Spirit.
这是我们今天在地上生活很重要的一个点。
And that is a very important thing for us.
这也是等候主再来生活能够使我们真正警醒的一种生活。
And that is a life that we should ought to live as we wait for the Lord.
第五个点。
And fifthly,
要用各样的方式来赞美神。
And to praise and give thanks to God for everything.
啊，无论诗章、颂词、灵歌，都可以啊。
And whether it be hymns or songs or psalms.
啊，彼此对说。
And singing and speaking to one another, and to make music in your heart,
赞美神,
to praise God.
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
一个基督徒会赞美神。
You know that for a Christian to praise God,
那实在是一件智慧的事情。
It is a very wise thing to do.
只有那些整天埋怨的人啊，那个是愚蠢的。
Only those who complain all day are foolish.
啊，如果你能赞美神，
if you can praise God,
你的生活中就充满喜乐了。
Then your life will be filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹，我们曾经讲过。
You know, brothers and sisters,
什么叫做赞美呢？
We talked before.
赞美就是信心的运用。
Praise is to exercise your faith.
啊，你怎么？要运用你的信心呢？
How do you exercise your faith?
那么你赞美神。
It is to praise God.
那么就是你一个信心上的一个运用。
That is the exercise and manifestation of your faith.
那么也曾经讲过。
And we mentioned before.
赞美对我们有一个很大的一个好处啊。
There's a great benefit to us when we praise.
就是把对从自己的注意转移到对神的注意。
It is to shift the focus from ourselves to God.
你知道今天我们人活的一种不健康的生活。
You know that we live in such an unhealthy life.
就是以自己为中心。
It is when we living having us as a center. Every time we focus on ourselves,
结果看到一个地步就自怜自爱。
So we become we sympathize with ourselves and we love ourselves.
看到一个地步别人都不对。
And to a point that everybody else is false.
看到一个地步全世界人都亏欠我。
That everybody else has fallen short of me or hurt me.
那么你知道你到了这个地步的时候啊。
That if you have come to such condition.
那你差不多快靠近精神分裂。
And you're almost to the point of schizophrenia.
所有神经病的人都是注意。
You know, all these mentally ill people focus on themselves. And that is unhealthy.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们一赞美神的时候啊。
When we praise God.
我们就把对自己的注意转移到神身上去了。
We have shifted the focus from us to God.
这是最健康的生活。
That would be the most healthy life.
这是最喜乐的生活。
And the most joyful life.
所以你如果活在基督的智慧里。
So if you live within God's wisdom.
你就知道天天的赞美主。
And you will be daily praising God.
不是光是碰见顺利的事情的时候赞美主。
Not just to praise God when things are going well.
碰到不顺利的事情。
But something that's not going well.
有困难。
In your difficulties, you will still praise God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and different sisters,
那一些难处就不会在你里面造成伤害。
You know that all these difficulties will not bring much harm to you.
所以弟兄姊妹们
and different sisters,
一个基督徒要过健康的属灵生活。
That for a Christian to live a very normal and healthy life,
你要学会常常赞美神。
You must learn to praise God.
这是智慧的生活。
Because that is a life of wisdom.
第六个点
sixthly,
就要常常感谢父神。
To give thanks to God.
要学习凡事谢恩。
And to give thanks in all things.
这个凡事就包括好的不好的你都感谢神。
And that means things good or bad.
这里说要奉主的名来感谢。
It says to give thanks to God in the name of the Lord.
我们不是光是这样感谢我们是奉主的名感谢。
You know you don't just give thanks but you give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神在基督里把一切的恩典都赐给我们了。
Because God in Christ has given to us all blessings. 凡
是透过他的儿子达到我们身上的都是恩典。
All that has come upon us through his son is grace.
都应当感谢。
So we need to give thanks.
好我已经多次讲过啊。这个感谢是个福气啊。
And oftentimes I say to be able to give thanks is a blessing.
啊，假设今天有人给你一个东西，对吧
？And for example, if someone give you something today.
我说弟兄，我这个手表给你了。
And I say, brother, I give you my watch.
那么你赶快说什么
？What do you say?
谢谢。
Thank you.
当你说谢谢的时候啊。
And when you say thank you.
这个表就是你的了。
That watch is yours.
我再拿不回来了。
I cannot take it back.
所以你知道这个感谢有多么大的一个功效在里面吗
？So you know the efficacy in your thanksgiving.
所以难怪保罗才告诉我们要凡事谢恩。
No wonder Paul says give thanks in everything.
因为你说父啊，谢谢你，这个就是你的了。
Because every time you say Father, I thank you, that becomes yours.
谁也不能拿回去的。
God cannot take it away.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是基督徒智慧的生活。
That is the life of a wise Christian.
一个人真正活在神的智慧里，他就多多的感谢神。
The more you live in the wisdom of God, the more you give thanks.
最后还有一个。
And lastly,
这也是我们今天不太容易做到的点。
It is something that is hard for us to do.
他说：“当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。”
He says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ."
我们有很多时候在属灵的生活上，因为呢彼此不够顺服。
And oftentimes we are not able to submit to one another.
失去很多的恩典。
Therefore, we lost many of grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
And,
他这里说你要存着敬畏主的心。彼此顺服。
But brothers and sisters, here is to submit to one another out of the reverence for God.
当我们对神有敬畏的时候呢
？And when we have reverence for God,
自然我们这个顺服就容易的多了。
And it would be more natural for us to submit.
旧约有一卷书叫箴言，是吧
？And in the Proverbs in the Old Testament,
专门讲智慧。
And it talks about wisdom.
它里面一句很重要的话。
There's one thing that's mentioned of
faith. 敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
That the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom.
你怎么样开始能够有这个智慧呢？
How do you begin to gain such wisdom?
你从敬畏开始。
You begin with a reverence for the Lord.
你开始有对神有敬畏的时候。
When you fear God.
弟兄姊妹们，你就开始有点智慧。
Then you begin to have wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得今天这个世界实在很可怕。
You know that today this world is evil.
只有敬畏神的人
，Only those who fear God，
他能有智慧躲开很多仇敌的网络陷阱。
He can have the wisdom to escape many traps of the enemies.
所以圣经告诉我们
，Therefore the Bible tells us，
是我们基督徒生活里面不可缺少的。
That the fear of the Lord is a must, essential in your life.
这个敬畏的意思。
That what it means to fear of the Lord.
你看英文就是害怕，对吧？
So in English it is fear.
怕什么呢？
What do you fear?
当然神太伟大了。
Of course God is so great.
我们要怕得罪他。
And we fear to sin against him.
我们要怕我们还活在原来老旧的光景中。
And we fear that we will live in our natural self.
你看保罗到了哥林多的时候，
That when Paul went to Corinth.
他说我在你们中间呢，又战惊又恐惧。
He says I'm trembling with fear among you.
他心里面有害怕。
He has a fear.
他怕什么呢？
What does he fear?
他不是怕哥林多的哥林多人。
He was not fearing those Corinthians.
因为哥林多那里有一种的气氛。
Because in Corinth there is this atmosphere.
什么气氛呢？
What atmosphere?
就是那里的人呢，整天的嘴巴讲哲学。
And they talk about philosophy all day.
啊，整天的在那里呢，讲这些知识的东西。
And they talk about nothing but knowledge.
那么保罗来到他们中间的时候呢？
So when Paul came among them.
我们知道保罗也是一个有知识的人。
And we know Paul was a wise man.
保罗的学问很大的。
And he was a man.
通晓这个犹太人的律法。
And he knew all the laws of the Jews.
保罗对当代的哲学他也有很清楚的认识。
And he had a clear understanding of the philosophy of that
time. 那么像他这样一个有智慧的人。
And such a wise man.
跑到这般喜欢讲智慧的人中间。
When he came upon those who loves to talk about
wisdom. 他里面就有一个试探引诱啊。
And there's a temptation within him.
弟兄姊妹，他就想要什么？用他天然的智慧来压倒别人，对吧？
And he wants to overcome others with his natural wisdom.
所以到了他们中间。他恐惧战惊。
So when he come upon the come amongst the Corinthians, he is with fear.
他怕他天然的智慧出来了。
And he was fearing that the natural wisdom would come out.
所以呢，保罗说我在你们中间定义不知道别的。
Therefore Paul said to them that I purpose to know nothing.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and him crucified.
保罗在哥林多的教会绝不运用天然的智慧。
That he would never exercise his natural wisdom in the church of
Corinth. 绝不用世界的方法。
Would never use in the worldly means.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是敬畏神的人。
And that is a person who fear God.
所以呢，神就给他从上头来的智慧。
Therefore, God is giving him such a wisdom from above.
只有保罗从上头得到这个智慧，可以解决哥林多教会所有的难处。
And therefore, only Paul, having gained such a godly wisdom, would be able to solve the problems in the church of Corinth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们要让神的智慧在我们的生活中能够管理我们。
Today we must allow God's wisdom to control us in our lives.
你必须对神有敬畏的心。
You must have a fear of the Lord.
我们缺少这种的敬畏的时候呢？
And without such fear,
弟兄姊妹们，很多的时候我们落在愚昧的光景中。
Oftentimes we will be foolish.
我们有一件事情里面觉得非常的感叹。
And we sigh about certain things.
就是今天地上的教会。
And it's a church.
大量的运用了。世上的智慧。
The church today used so much of this worldly wisdom.
大量的运用了人的智慧。
And so much of a humanly wisdom.
这是一个非常危险的一个情况。
That is a very dangerous state.
如果我们里面对神有敬畏。
If we have this fear of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就不敢用这些东西。
And then we would be fearing to do this.
所以这是一个很重要的一个态度。
And that is a very important attitude.
神已经把基督赐给你了。
Because God has given to us Jesus.
你里面已经有了这个智慧了。
That you have this.
This
wisdom from above.
是奥秘的智慧。
And this wisdom of mystery.
你可以运用这个智慧来服侍神。
You can exercise that wisdom to serve God.
你可以运用这个智慧来过你的生活。
And to live your life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们能够像保罗一样学习弃绝地上的这些智慧。
May we be like Paul to forsake all these worldly wisdom. And because of the fear of the Lord.
让主的智慧在我们身上。
能够显出他的功用。
May God manifest the function, His wisdom in us.
雅各也告诉我们。
And James tells us.
如果我们缺少这样的智慧。
If we lack of such wisdom.
我们也可以求啊。
We can ask.
那么神已经把这个智慧给我们了，我们还求什么呢？
Well, since God has given to us this wisdom, what else do we seek?
这个意思说，这个求的意思就是说，你要有一个渴望。
And to ask is to have such a desire.
要有一个要的感觉。
And this insatiable desire.
所以最好呢，我们常常来到主面前祷告。
So it's best that we come before the Lord and pray.
主啊，我们渴望能够活在你的智慧里。
And I said, Lord, I desire to live within your wisdom.
我们渴望能运用你的智慧来过生活。
We desire to live according and to by your wisdom.
雅各告诉我们，神是恩待我们的神。
James tells us that God is gracious to us.
他愿意把这样的智慧白白赏赐给我们。
And He desired to grant us freely
such wisdom. 你这样的祷告，神不会责备的。
And God will never scold you of such prayer.
那意思说，神是喜悦的。
And instead, He desires and pleases Him.
所以，当神的儿女有这样的祷告，那神的心是非常喜悦的。
And it pleases the heart of the Father for the children to pray in such a way.
所以，弟兄姊妹们，
and therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们必须知道，今天在我们里面有两个智慧。
We must know that there's two kinds of wisdom within us.
一个是属土的智慧。
One is the earthly wisdom.
另外一个，基督是我们的智慧。
And the other, God is our wisdom.
这是每个基督徒都有的。
And that's what we have as Christians.
那么神的话语告诉我们，我们应当活在以基督为智慧的这个生活的里面。
And the word of God tells us we must live by the wisdom of God.
当然，你要让这个智慧从你身上能更多被显明出来。
Of course, you desire for such wisdom to be manifested even more.
你要凡事尊重主。
Then you need to honor God.
你每件事都带到主面前来祷告一下。
You acknowledge Him in all things.
你每件事情都学习依靠主。
Everything, every time you do everything, you will depend on the Lord.
你必须建立跟主之间有亲密的生活。
And to build this intimacy.With the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
and dear brothers and sisters,
我们活在今天这个仇敌四部的环境里面，
when you live in this world that's full of the tactics of the enemies,
我们需要过一种智慧的生活。
We need to live a life of wisdom.
我们所要的这个智慧，
and the wisdom that we desire,
那是从神来的智慧，
comes from God.
愿主开我们里面的眼睛，
May the Lord open our eyes,
叫我们能明白神所赐给我们的事，
that we may be able to understand the things of God,
让我们在地上还有一段年日的时候，
that as we still have time on earth,
我们能活在神所给我们的智慧里，
we will live according and to the wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
那你的一生定规要充满神的祝福，
then your life will be so filled with the blessing of the Lord.
最终我们见主的时候，
and at the end when you see the Lord,
你也不会羞愧，
you will not be put to shame.
所以我们盼望主带领我们，
and may the Lord lead us.
让我们真正知道如何来运用神给我们的恩典，
that we truly know how to exercise the grace that the Lord has given to us.
好，叫我们的生活不仅从神那里领受神的祝福，
not only that we will receive the blessing of the Lord,
也叫我们周围的人得建立，
we will also use that to edify those around us,
也让神的旨意在我们身上得到成就，
and that His will will be accomplished through us.
最后我们一起来唱首诗歌好不好？
Let's sing a hymn together.
我们唱这个诗篇23篇好。
It is Psalm 23. That's hymn number
470. 我们实在感谢神啊，神是我们的好牧人。
470.
他实在是爱我们。
And He is our good shepherd and He loves us.
他的带领真是充满智慧。
And His leading is so filled with wisdom.
所以诗篇二十三篇不仅是大卫的经历。
So Psalm 23 is not just the experience of David.
也是所有基督徒一生的经历。
But it's our lifetime experience.
每一个过程都在神的计划中。
All the process is within the willing of God.
每一个过程都是神智慧的安排。
Is within the plan of God.
所以我们最后再一同来唱这首歌。
So let's sing the hymn together.
诗歌四百七十首。
Hymn number 470
我们唱这个中国调的，好不好？
It's a Chinese melody.
我们请弟兄姊妹大家一同起立来唱。
Shall we all stand?
唱完之后啊，我们想聚会最后的时候，我们一同把心中的敬拜感谢都归给我们的主。
And afterwards, we'll offer to Him our thanksgiving.
我们大家同声的有一点祷告，好吧？我们一起来。耶和阿爸，我们的父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Abba Father, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving to you.
你在你儿子耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的是极其的丰盛。
Because you have given us such an abundance in your Son.
你不仅把他赐给我们做生命。
Not only you have given him to us as our lives.
在这个生命里面，我们可以享受你一切的丰盛。
But in this life, we can enjoy all your abundance.
父亲，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
也让他成为我们的智慧。
You have also allowed him to become our wisdom.
我们只有跟随你的儿子。
That only when we follow your son.
活在你儿子的里面。
To live in your son.
我们才能够活出天上的智慧。
Then we can live out the wisdom from above.
今天这个地已经被玷污。
Lord, this earth has been defiled.
到处充满仇敌的作为。
And is full of the deeds of the evil ones.
我们知道凭着我们天然的智慧，我们无法逃脱仇敌的网罗。
We know that we cannot escape their traps according to our natural wisdom.
感谢你给我们有基督的智慧。
But we thank you for giving us the wisdom of Christ.
让我们能够逃脱仇敌的陷阱和网罗。
That we can escape the evil one's traps.
不仅这样，
Not、
这个智慧让我们知道。
That this wisdom has caused us to know.
你怎样在你的儿子里面定了荣耀的计划？
That how you have set a glorious purpose in your son.
今天你也把我们摆在这个荣耀的计划里。
And today you have placed us in that glorious purpose.
并且这个智慧。
And then furthermore, this wisdom.
叫我们知道如何按照你的旨意来服侍你。
And causes help us to serve according to your will.
也按照你的旨意在地上。过你所喜悦的生活。
And to live a life that's pleasing to you on this world.
愿基督充满我们。
Lord, may you fill our hearts.
愿这个智慧充满我们。
May this wisdom fill us.
好叫我们在地上绝不行不智慧的事。
That we would not do anything that's unwise.
也不说不智慧的话。
And speak nothing of unwise.
好叫我们的生命在你面前没有亏损。
That we would not suffer loss before you.
好叫我们周围的人因我们能蒙祝福。
And that people around us can be edified through us.
父啊，愿你建立你儿子的教会。
Father, build up the church of your son.
让他实在是一个被基督的智慧所充满的地方。
That may be a place that's filled by the wisdom of Christ.
让我们所有一切的事情都能够符合于你的心意。
That everything we do will be pleasing to you.
父啊，我们谢谢你。
And Father, we thank you.
我们知道你有保守的恩典。
We know that you are a protection.
所以今天早晨你的同在显在聚会中。
And therefore you revealed your presence to us.
实在是我们的满足和喜乐。
And it is our satisfaction, our joy.
我们再次从深处把感谢、赞美、敬拜都归给你。
So once again, we offer to you our praise and thanksgiving from the bottom of our hearts.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.